This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 27. Learn key English phrases and vocabulary for Christmas parties. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Going to a cocktail party? Get four natural English words that you'll need at the party with native speakers.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get competent. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. I am feeling very festive these days.
Yeah, because last episode, guys, we were talking about Christmas in the U.S. If you didn't listen to that episode, definitely listen to episode 26. We talk all about Christmas. It was super fun.
Yeah, and here we are today where we're going to give you four key terms. Guys, we know on All Ears English, you need the vocabulary to connect with native speakers, and that's why we're here. So we're going to give you four vocabulary terms that you can use around the holidays, especially if you go to a cocktail party. Michelle, what did we say is a cocktail party?
It's like a fancy party that people have drinks or maybe appetizers and you dress up for it.
Yes. Do you like going to cocktail parties or do you feel like they're kind of stuffy and boring? What do you think?
I think it depends who you're with. I don't know the last time I was at a cocktail party. to be honest with you, I feel like I don't go to a lot of fancy parties. I mean, I've been to, you know, weddings and things like that, but I can't recall the last time I went to like a real cocktail party. What about you?
Ooh, I know I've been to them. I don't think in the last few years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. I think it's fun. Sometimes I stress out about what I'm going to wear though, because I hate shopping.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't want to go out and find a dress for a party like that. But yeah, so that's the first word today, guys, is fancy. And Michelle, you mentioned this word just a minute ago. What kind of, what is this word? What does this mean?
It's basically upscale, nice, like very nice. Not very casual or ornate, or that it is ornate, right? Could be expensive. Yeah. So yeah, just like very high class, basically.
High class. And would you rather wear jeans and a t-shirt or a dress in general?
Well, in general, jeans and a t-shirt. But I do like to dress up. Like if it's a party, it can be fun. But like I'm definitely more comfortable.
Me too. I'm a jeans and a t-shirt kind of girl. So yeah, guys, that's an adjective. We use it all the time. Make sure you know how to use that. Now, the next one is an expression. It's kind of a verb, Michelle. What is it?
It's watch out. This is good, you know, to know about parties and Christmas, right? Yes. Because if you're giving some advice, right? Maybe you're talking to a friend and you want to say like, oh, like, watch out. Like your glass is about to fall off the table, right? So it basically means like, be careful, be aware of something. Or maybe you want to tell somebody in general, like, maybe they're going like, oh, you're going to this location for the party, to just watch out because if you don't pay for parking ahead of time, they run out of spaces, right? Something like that.
Okay, so you're warning people.
Yeah,
this is all about warning people. Yeah, and then there's a second way we want to teach you guys how to use this. It's kind of when someone walks in the room and they look great. It's a way of addressing the person, and you could say, "Watch out! Look at you in that dress." Right? That kind of thing would be right. What do you think about that, Michelle?
I don't really use it in that way, but like I've heard it, and it's cute and fun.
It's cute and fun. So guys, if that's in your personality, you're kind of teasing the person, but in a complimentary way.
Right.
Okay. So as you get better and better in English, you're going to learn how to do this kind of thing. Just compliment people, enjoy with them, comment on what they're wearing. Okay. This is one way you could do it.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then the next word is gathering, okay? So this is actually a noun, a gathering. So this is more just like a relaxed party or get-together, right? It's not usually like a big, big party, right? So, oh, we had like a gathering, a few of my friends came over, something like that.
Yeah, and this is the kind of party I like. I really like dinner gatherings where we have like three couples over, that kind of thing. It makes me feel like I'm getting old.
I like a gathering too. That's okay.
A little gathering, maybe dinner or just drinks or something, just small rather than the huge parties.
Right.
I'm kind of done with the huge parties. I'm not sure about you, Michelle.
I don't think I ever was not done with them. I like intimate gatherings.
Okay, you like intimate gathering. Yeah. So that's a good word, guys. When you're talking with a native speaker, describing the event you went to, you might call it a gathering, okay?
Right.
And the last one is something that goes on your feet.
High heels. What are high heels, Lindsay?
Oh, so this is a type of shoe wear, a footwear. Everyone knows, you know, these things that go in and they push your heel up really high. And they're very feminine looking. They're very fancy. I hate wearing them, but sometimes I want to because I want a little extra height because I'm kind of short. Mm. So I want extra height.
How tall are you?
Wear them? I'm 5'4".
Yeah, I'm okay. You're a little taller than me, actually.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm around very tall people.
Yeah.
and I just want more height.
Yeah.
Do you wear heels?
I avoid them. Avoid them. I mean, I'm not very good in them, and I'm kind of anti heels, actually. I pretty much actively hate them and avoid them.
Actively, okay. Have you attended any protests or anything?
I'm an activist against heels.
You're an activist.
I haven't attended any protests, but I would. I mean, if there was an occasion,
I would be
the first one there.
Good to know. What is it that you hate most about them?
I don't like forcing myself to be uncomfortable. My feet hurt from them. There's no reason to force myself to do that. And I don't care if I look short or tall or I don't care. I understand what you mean, though. Sometimes it's nice to feel that extra height, but
Yeah, there's nothing comfortable about them. They're painful. They're awful. They're kind of like, I don't know who invented them. but yeah, I mean, sometimes, guys, if it's for you, some women love heels, but we're just giving you the word today. Exactly. And again, it's heels or high heels, right? I think both are kind of interchangeable, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You can say either.
Okay, perfect. All right. Awesome. So those are the words for you guys today. Michelle, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Have fun at the party.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. And guys, don't forget to follow All Ears English. We publish 4 days a week, so you've got a lot of great episodes to listen to get to know me and Michelle and our team here at All Ears English. All right?
That's right. Oh my gosh, can't wait. Thanks for listening and have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.